got a job for you. I said, what is it? Just playing the fiddle. Oh, playing the fiddle. Oh, yes, you do. He said, it's on your record when you go to the service. Well, I never, I know I get to tell him. I was over 4 days high. And I said, kid, what did you do for recreation on the farm? You boys and girls. I said, we went out to play the square dances on Saturday night. And you just know Delmer. And then she went on about that out there, and she said, you got on where you play the fiddle for square dance. She said, I want you to play for these Newfoundlanders. And the boys showed him have some recreation over the old barracks. We had new barracks and over the Bog Island there. I said, indeed, I don't have no fiddle. She said, we'll get you one from Special Service. I regret that's the only day I lived with a father by the name of Jim Allison, more than I was. He had an old fiddle. We said, Deacon, take my fiddle. He said, I'm going back to the States. He'd been up early, about lost his mind. There wasn't nothing to do. I said, well, I'll take it, but I'll guarantee you'll get it back. I played that fiddle for the Red Cross and dancing around the fair. And one day I took a furlough. The captain got out and said, Deacon, you've got to take a furlough. You've been up here for 3 years and never had a day off. What's the matter? I said, not a thing. I said, I'm just well pleased. What am I doing? Well, he said, I know you've got the money. You don't gamble and you don't drink. I never heard of you doing that. You know, all the letters you write home, you've never been to a party. I said, no, I don't go out to a party. Well, anyway, he said, you better take a furlough. He said, 45 days you got. Well, I just got back here in town to help cut the corn and sow the grain. Well, by God, I got a telegram. But the war was over with Germany. Well, I hesitated. I didn't. No, I went back that time. But the next time, about 4 or 5 days, I come back and they got the Spanish war to Japanese. They wouldn't let me go back. Because I got out on points and only had to have 30, 94 to get out, and I had already had 96. I couldn't go back. I wouldn't have to go back overseas. So he sent me down to Martin, to New Division. He worked down on me from the name Hoff. He used to work at Springs, and of course I was in Burlington. Hoff, he had the rank out on the corporal, and he was a buck sergeant. And the fellow asked him, the captain said, where do you want to go? You can go to White Sulphur Springs, or you'll go there or Martinsburg. Well, this fellow, he had the rank, he said, we're going to Martinsburg. He had a girlfriend, worked at Spring, he won't go down and see her. Well, I stuck there and I had no job earning, that was also being a telephone work. I sat around there and had $4 million a day for 8 or 9 weeks. I'd go up and tell him, said, where you work? Oh, up in that stone job. I don't know. I wasn't a boy. So one day, I called up to the colonel, the old major, and said, well, said, I found you a job. I said, what is it? Said, working over there, them boys just lost their mind in the hospital. They said, they hang themselves with sheets for the night. Said, you'll have to stay in there with them and keep them getting the rain and cutting the throat. Says, how would you like that job? I've never in my life said no while in the army. Well, I said, I just don't think I'd like that job. Well, she says, you just don't have to take it. Well, he told me, I was a loved boy. I've never heard this before. Then I got that call from my old major, his whole head of that quartermaster. Clothes, you'd have to take clothes in the dry clean, repair all the hats and shoes and a bunch of German prisoners that had there working. They put me in charge of them, and I didn't like that a little bit, but they're nice boys.
Were they nice?
Yeah, they'd fold these old eight cards and put them back together and make a new pair of shoes out of an old pair of shoes. But I'd have to have them a 15-minute smoke between 9 and 12. There's only one place to go. That's where I was a lot in front of the boys for doing exercise. These boys looked like a bunch of toads you could put a butcher knife through their ears and all. Their eyes are burnt out, and their bodies have streaked around, been burnt. You know, when they're drug about in them fighting, you know, that's when you seen the Wars of War when you were not doing get back out there. I told them. The Charles Pierce ahead of me, he's going to the girl, he wanted to get married up in the attic. He said, Deacon, you're going to have to take it home. I'm going to be gone with you. All right. I got him behind the desk of the chair, and I give the order. Then there come these white police girls you ever seen. They look nice in their uniform. Now the one director white. Then college girls. They've been trained, you know, to work and do all this paperwork. A lot of work in that hospital. And they'd come in there and they'd be down on a tootie. And then the captain looked right. Said, I want a new cap, Deacon. Now I see it. And I know you can't have a new cap. That old take the dry clean, get it repaired, because they wouldn't give me nothing to do. I said, I want a new one. I want a new blouse. I said, I know.